First, it's this week's edition of Food Friday. Chef Eddie Hernandez grew up in Monterrey, Mexico, one of the largest cities in that country. He ate his mom's home-cooked food every day and was inspired to learn how to cook by his grandmother. As a teenager, Eddie moved to the southern United States with his rock band. The music career didn't pan out. Instead, he got into cooking, mixing southern food with Mexican traditions. Eddie Hernandez is the executive chef and business partner of Taqueria del Sol, a James Beard Award nominee chain with locations in Tennessee and Georgia. His new cookbook is called Turnip Greens and Tortillas, a Mexican chef spices up the southern kitchen. Eddie, thanks a lot for joining us today. Eddie, are you there?
Give me 1 second, please.
Okay, we'll get to Eddie in just a moment. Some background there, getting his phone. We'll have our producer pick him up and make sure we've got him locked in on the line. And in the meantime, Eddie has a lot of tips and ideas combining the two traditions, Mexican food and southern food, and new twists on both of those as well. And if these are foods, types of foods that you love to eat or cook, you can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And we've got a few recipes from Eddie at WPR.org/Food Friday. That's WPR.org/Food Friday. Eddie, do we have you now?
Yes.
Great. Thanks a lot for joining us today. Start us off with a little background. What did you, Eddie, grow up eating?
You know what? It's the volume is a little low. I can barely hear you a little bit. So can you ask me again?
Okay, we're going to try reconnecting maybe on a different phone line. Sounds like he's having trouble hearing us. So again, WPR.org/Food Friday or find recipes at the Ideas Network Facebook page. And while you're there, let us know if you are a fan of the foods of the Deep South and or Mexico and if you could see how they might be put together. And you can join in, too, with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. We've got a few recipes that, pending guest, we'll get into. Slow cooker barbacoa tacos party platter, corn, poblano, and cheese tamales, and a dessert, natilla. That one's new to me. So that's to look forward to as we try to get our guest online for Food Friday. Reminder, coming up after in the next hour, we'll round up some of the top stories in Wisconsin news from over the course of the last week with Rob Menser from USA Today Network Wisconsin. That's coming up in just a bit. And then later in the show, we'll look at the impacts of lead contamination and the sources of lead contamination in waterways. Do we have Eddie? Yeah, let's try him again. Eddie, are you hearing me better now?
Yes.
Wonderful. So tell us, start us off with what happened. You came to the southern United States and you saw some things in common between southern food and Mexican food. What do they have in common?
Actually, we have a lot of things in common. For one thing, you know, we both use a lot of corn and hominy, but we also like to eat a lot of pork, you know, not just on the barbecue format, but also on chicharrones and cracklings and quelites. It's almost exactly the same plant as the turnip green. And I grew up eating quelites in Mexico, you know, not on a daily basis, but quite often. So I really was able to understand what the food in the South was and decided just to start not modernizing, per se, but to give the people a choice. Mm. You know, now you can have, you know, cornbread done in a different way. You can have turnip greens done in another way and barbecue done differently and grits that are different. So the idea was to provide the guests with an option. You know what fried chicken is, but how about fried chicken on a taco? You know, and everybody loves smoked meat. So I came up with a smoked pork taco. And then it just grew from there, and it went on and on, and I finally got really good at it. And I think people really enjoy what we do.
And sometimes when people think about southern food or Mexican food, they'll think, oh, is this authentic? And one thing you don't care about, Eddie, is if it's authentic or not, right?
I totally don't. I never have. Even when I was a teenager, I always cook things that, for one thing, that I like and that I will eat. And then, you know, I'm just the type of person that likes to share. So I will give some of my food to some of my friends and everybody else, and everybody agreed that, you know, I had a pretty good knack for cooking, and eventually I became who I am today. But I think a lot of people emphasize really heavy on doing food one way because they've been told to do it that way. I like variety. I don't try to be better than everybody else. I just try to make food that is good and it gives you an option.
And a couple pieces of advice that I thought were really interesting. One, I use if I'm trying to do Mexican-style food or Tex-Mex-style or Southwestern or whatever, I'll often use lime. You say lime's fine, but in a lot of cases, we might want to try lemon instead. Why is that?
Especially if you're doing a salad or guacamole. Lime, the acidity in the lime is a lot higher than it is on a lemon. So when you squeeze lemon into lettuce, like you're doing a lemon dressing, you know, just a basic oil and lemon, the greens will stay firm. They don't get wilted as fast. When you add lime to it, it cooks the greens and it makes them wilt a lot faster. They get soggy. Same thing when you do guacamole. Almost everybody in the South or in the United States likes to put lime on the guacamole. I think it's too bitter for the guacamole, and it takes away the flavor of the avocados. Well, by using lime, I still retain the color of the avocado, but I also preserve the flavor. And what I like to do is, when I say, you know, this is a chipotle sauce, you know, just to say, I want the stuff to taste like chipotle. I don't want this thing to taste like cinnamon or cumin or whatever else. I like to cook with a specific reference point. If it's going to be a cinnamon thing, then you're going to taste the cinnamon. If it is a avocado, I want you to taste the avocado. And if I do a salad, I want a light dressing that will allow you to taste the lettuce. Because when you put limes, the limes take away all that. And that's why I don't like it. You know, but as I tell everybody, that's my idea of doing things. If you don't like it, but then make it the way you like it. You know, I'm not going to show up with the police patrol and raid your house because you put in line.
And another tip I love is you use a lot of hot peppers. You're kind of spicing up the Southern food. You like to roast those peppers a little bit first. Why and how do you do that?
Okay, there's different reasons why. Then again, we go back into what you're doing. We have a salsa in the book. It's called Asada. And the jalapenos are charred along with the tomatoes until they're like completely black, almost like into ashes. And when you do the salsa, then you get a smokiness back from the skin of the pepper and the tomatoes. But sometimes, like if I'm going to use jalapenos on my guacamole, I fry them in a little oil in a pan. Just warm them up. You don't have to really fry them, but just warm them up. And that takes the green flavor of the jalapeno away, and it preserves the heat and the flavor. Now it doesn't taste like it's green, and it doesn't compete with the flavor of the avocado. So and for some other things, I will boil them. You know, I will bake them. I will roast them. You can do so many things with one jalapeno, and it affects the flavor of the end product dramatically. And you know, I want people to know that we've been told to do this and to do that. No, I'm going to tell you that you can do this and that because you want to do it, not because I say that you need to do it.
I want to check.
I said before, I'm not food correct. I cook to make good food, and so I don't follow, you know, all these trends and stuff like that, which I don't agree with.
I want to check out one of the recipes you shared with us. We have this up at WPR.org/Food Friday. You kind of recreate a Mexican-style barbecue in a slow cooker. The recipe is slow cooker barbacoa. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Tacos party platter. Tell us about this.
Well, what about this kind of thing? You know, my uncle in Mexico used to do these things. And I got to where I was able to understand how the crock pot worked. And we're talking 35 years ago. And I was able to understand that I can cook stuff in it overnight. So I will get, you know, like beef cheeks and maybe some brisket. Put a little bit of bay leaves and some salt and black pepper. Put it on a crock pot. Turn it at 250. Turn it on at 10 o'clock in the evening. And then at 10 o'clock in the morning, all I need is some tortillas and some salsa, and I'm ready to go. You know?
And your house smells great.
Yeah, and you don't get to be over there putting coils and wood into the smoke. So it's a way to really speed up the process and to minimize the work. I'm really good about making sure that you can cook food, you know, efficiently, economically, tasty, but most of all, fast. Because when we're hungry, we want to eat right now. We don't want to wait 6 hours for the results to reduce.
We're talking to Eddie Hernandez on this edition of Food Friday. His new cookbook is called Turnip Greens and Tortillas, A Mexican Chef Spices Up the Southern Kitchen. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about Mexican cooking, about Southern cooking, or about trying to combine the two? Are you having trouble getting the perfect salsa or guacamole? Do you have recipes with roots in the South or Mexico as well? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Coming up, some tamales. This is Central Time. Right now, we're talking with Chef Eddie Hernandez. He's executive chef and business partner of Taqueria del Sol, a small chain of restaurants in Tennessee and Georgia. We're talking about his new cookbook. It's called Turnip Greens and Tortillas, A Mexican Chef Spices Up the Southern Kitchen. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 if you have a question for Eddie about Mexican cooking, Southern cooking, you name it, or if you have experience with this kind of food, combining Southern and Mexican traditions. Call in at 800-642-1234, or you can find some recipes at wpr.org/foodfriday. Eddie, you have a recipe you've shared with us for tamales. We've got corn poblano and cheese tamales. Eddie, I love eating tamales. I am scared to make them. It seems to me they're really complicated. Is it as hard as I think it is?
Not the corn with the peppers and the poblanos. That one is not that hard. It's really not that much complicated because it's not that many ingredients. The thing that makes tamale hard is doing the filling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you're doing corn and peppers, it's really easy to chop the stuff, get a really good piece of cheese, and then just making the dough. So it's not really, really that hard, you know. I mean, I'm so blessed because I can get fresh ground corn masa here in Atlanta. I don't know about where you at. But if you can get some, you know, all you got to do is basic spices, cumin, white pepper. You know, some people's afraid to use lard. Butter or oil will do the trick. And then a good stock. You know, you can either get vegetable stock, chicken stock, pork stock. It depends on the filling. That's the kind of stock you want to use. And you can wrap them on the corn cobs, but also I've been experimenting with aluminum foil. Hmm. But I wrap them inside the aluminum foil and steam it, and they do the same thing. And you don't have to wait for the corn leaves to be ready to wrap them up and spread all these. So there's a bunch of ways to do this thing. Tamales is a very common part in Memphis, in the Delta near the Mississippi River. They're called hot tamales. And I used to eat them when I used to play in the band. We were playing in Taylor, Texas. And every New Year's Eve, we were the band that will always play the state fair there. And I would be looking for this tamales all over the place until I found them. They were different, and that's why I liked them. It's not that they were better than the ones that my mom or you know, my cousin's mother-in-law made, but they were made with cornmeal, and they had ground beef inside, and they were little, and they were wrapped in 6-packs, and, you know, and I just loved those little devils. And I went to Greenville, Mississippi a couple of years ago, and I really wanted to show the difference of tamales that we have in Mexico by creating one from the north, one from the south, and a dessert tamale, which are big in Mexico. But I think that for the most part, you need not to be afraid. The recipes in the book are very simple, you know, not a lot of ingredients, very simple steps, and you should at least try it one time. But I tell you, it was a lot of fun to do at home. It's you make the dough, And then you go get the kids, and you teach them how to make, how to wrap the tamales. And once they get the hang of it, just walk back a little bit, and then go get your beer, sit down, and watch.
That sounds great. Now, the cornmeal you like was Maseca Masa Harina. What is the, we love our cheese in Wisconsin. Eddie, what kind of cheese do you like to use in these tamales?
Gouda would be an excellent one.
Gouda?
Use.
I would never have thought of that.
Gouda. That would be incredible. You know, obviously, there's tons of Mexican cheeses. But what it will help you sell the tamale to your friends is if they, if you put an item that they know. You know, I can say, well, you can get a Sodero cheese or Chihuahua cheese. And a lot of people might don't know what the cheese tastes like or what. So they'll kind of pull back a little bit. But if you say that you're going to put Gouda and fresh corn and poblano peppers in it, I guarantee you everybody's going to get one.
We're talking to Eddie Hernandez. His new cookbook is Turnip Greens and Tortillas. A Mexican chef spices up the southern kitchen. Eddie, I got to ask about the turnip greens, because that was something that was new to you when you moved to the South, right?
Yes. What a great story, you know. Who would have thought that 30 years later, turnip greens will be the title of a book? You know, I never dreamed of that, you know, to be honest with you. You know, when I was first introduced to turnip greens, it was a customer of ours named Bobby Avery who brought me a bag. And I just took them to the back and they went in bed because I didn't know what to do with them.
You had no idea what to do with these turnip greens this guy brought in.
He shows up with another bag the next Friday, and now I'm feeling bad. So I went to Mike, my business partner, and I said, Mike, what are these things? He says, turnip greens. And I said, okay, what do you do with them? And how you eat them? And this is what Mike has been so good to me over the years. He says, okay, we're going to go eat lunch. I take it to some places. Then we went to a couple of restaurants, meat and three kind of places, and everybody cooked their turnip greens differently. So I, you know, we didn't have, like, all these recipes in the web like we do today. So I tried to understand what people like about those things, and I said, okay, well, this is sort of like the ones we have in Mexico. Let me try this. So I cook them differently. And I might love them. I mean, he said, did you write this recipe? And I said, no. He says, well, no, you need to write it somewhere. You don't want to lose it. And we keep them away at the barn that night, and Bobby loved the greens. Next Friday, he showed up with another bag. But now the customer showed up, and they go like, you got any of those turnip greens? And we know for a little while. Eventually, we comply with them, and we put them on the menu. And that was in 1988. They're still on the menu today.
And now we can get turnip greens here in Wisconsin. And I'll be honest, Eddie, I think I don't always know what to do with them. People don't know what to do with them here. What is what do you recommend we do with those turnip greens?
Well, in the book, if you look at the book, it's very simple. You need to cook the greens on its own, which is water. Don't put anything on it. You want to take the bitterness of the plant away. And once the plant has been blanched, you know, I mean, it takes about 20 minutes for most people. Drain the water, chop them up, put them aside. Then another pan, you start to make your sauce or the base for the turnip greens, which includes the garlic, the tomatoes, the peppers, and chicken stock. And once you have everything back into the pot, then you put the greens back. Now, this is when you really simmer them for 25 minutes. And let me tell you, I eat them all the time. They are really good. I like them.
And then we could serve that with maybe some pork?
Yeah, you can. Well, actually, turnip greens traditionally, a lot of people serve them as a side dish. But when you taste mine and you taste the broth, you want to eat them like a soup. You know, just give me a piece of cornbread and move out of the way. You know, I'm in it. I like to eat them with tortillas, but it's just my own personal preference.
I want to check in one more item you shared with us, a dessert. This is your secret dessert. You don't put it on your menu, natilla. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Well, there's something that my mom used to make for me. And we used to eat it hot, which I still do. You know, every day we make natilla, and I always get a cup of the hot natilla because that's how I like it. But I discovered one day, I had some left, and I didn't want to throw it away, so I put it in the cooler, and it got solid. And my son came in, and he loved it. He called the baby yak. And then he would ask me, say, Daddy, can you make some more baby yak? So one day I put it on the menu at Sundown Cafe, another restaurant that we had, and it was a big hit. When we opened Taquerias del Sol, the menu was very limited, and we really didn't want to put any of the sauce because it takes too long to do. And we wanted to have a fast casual restaurant, so no dessert were included. However, I always had tortillas for the kids. And, you know, I used to give them away. Yeah, so some of the kids, they behaved really well. And the word got out, and now it's like the secret shopper item. But everybody goes like, you don't know they have natilla? And they go, no, Hulk, no, you need to be a VIP. And they'll give you one.
Eddie, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed the interview.
That's Eddie Hernandez, executive chef and business partner at the restaurant chain Taqueria del Sol. His cookbook is called Turnip, Greens, and Tortillas, A Mexican Chef Spices Up the Southern Kitchen. You can find some of the recipes we've been talking about at WPR.org/Food Friday. Natilla, that secret dessert he was just talking about, the corn poblano and cheese tamales, and then that slow-cooked beef, slow-cooker barbacoa tacos party platter. And if you have recipes like this that you like to make, you can tell us about that too. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR. And again, find those recipes and lots of Food Friday recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday.